learning and taking a lot of great notes. Gavin, the time is upon us. We're rapidly approaching I guess I just got told it was my phone that was being static. So just bear with us.
I hope that's better, and I apologize for you all. I am actually in a parking lot trying to do the call for you all tonight, but our time is rapidly approaching for our More Success Team Family Team Retreat in Grapevine, Texas at the beautiful, world-famous Gaylord Texan Resort. It's a phenomenal place, all the amenities, the water park, the slides, the zip lines, all the things around that place, but to be able to come together as a team July 24th, 25th, and 26th, our room block, to guarantee your room for our room block, has to be done no later than 5 p.m. tomorrow. If you are going to reserve a room at the Gaylord Texan, you have to do it by 5 p.m. tomorrow. That is the deadline. And also, to register for the event, go to moresuccessteam.com. It's only $99 to register. When you reserve your room, you're just holding the room. They do not take the payment for the room. We've got those rooms greatly discounted for you guys. It's $170 a night or so. They're normally over $300 a night. That's how nice this place is. What a phenomenal time we're going to have to kick things off. And, you know, we've still got a few short hours left to take advantage of the $75 promotion for the new associate seat. But and for all you guys that are striving to hit that Power 20 and above number, you know, Thursday night to kick off our event, we are going to have a Power 20 and above dinner and banquet, and the keynote speaker is our CEO, Mr. Rip Mason. You know, for you guys that are striving to hit executive director, we're going to have an executive director mastermind before the event takes place on Thursday afternoon. You must be an executive director to attend that event. And that's from 3 to 5 on that Thursday. So, there's still time left. There's going to be a couple hours after the call is over tonight to finish up those last few memberships, those last few recruits, to push you guys over the top, to hit those Power 20, those executive directors and above numbers. Just go out and help a couple more people tonight to get paid, promoted, and a performance club, and that should shoot you guys over the top. And so really looking excited. Really looking forward to that event. It's going to be power-packed. It's going to be exciting. And also, Friday morning, before the main session starts, we're going to have an exclusive a winners-only breakfast with Mr. Alan Fernley. He's going to kick off the main event later on that morning, but have an exclusive time with Mr. Alan Fernley. He's going to be there that morning for breakfast, and you must have 10 membership sales this month in order to attend that breakfast. You must, or you simply need to recruit 3 Fast Start Associates. So 3 Fast Start Associates or 10 membership sales, and you will have a ticket to go to that, that exclusive breakfast with Mr. Alan Fernley. So just to kind of wrap up real quick, so we get to the heart and soul of the call tonight. I know we'll be talking about this again, but no later than 5 o'clock tomorrow to reserve your room at the Gaylord Texan. You can all do that through moresuccessteam.com. Follow the prompts and get your room reserved. Also, get registered for the event. It's only $99 per person to attend. It's going to be power-packed. We've got 12 ring earners going to be speaking to us from the team. We've got 9 Millionaire Club members. We've got many other top producers and recruiters are going to be sharing that information from the stage. Not to mention our CEO, Mr. Rick Mason, our president, Mr. Alan Fernley, Ms. Kathy Pinson, Mr. Patrick Hodges. It's going to be a power-packed event, something you definitely don't want to miss. Guys, you're bringing on all these. I know my recruiting this month for my personal organization has doubled for the month of June over the month of May. It's already doubled. And what Stevia decided, we went ahead and we're going to get those people tickets to our retreat. We went ahead and get those $99 tickets from them because we know between now and July 24th, we will get those people promoted, paid, and in performance club. And by doing that, the overrides that we'll receive and to set them on their pathway to success will more than make up for the $99 it's cost me to make sure they got a ticket to that event. So do whatever it takes. You want as many people there, but now is the time. The deadline is on us. 5 p.m. tomorrow night, by tomorrow evening, you have to get registered. Get your room reserved, get registered, because it's going to be such an exciting event. And I don't know how, you know, I know I've stressed this for weeks and weeks and weeks now, actually for months now talking about this event, but it is upon us. It is going to be awesome. It's really going to take your business to the next level. You've got to be there. And with that, we're going to go straight out to the Rand, Oklahoma for the Millionaire Club member, a six-figure income earner, Platinum Executive Director, but most importantly, he's my dad, and that's Mr. Randy Moore. Dad, are you there?
Yes, I am, Jeremy. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you loud and clear.
All right, Jeremy. I want to apologize to everyone. We do have a little bit of problem with a little bit of static. We're clearing that up, so when we have our guest speaker, we shouldn't have a problem with that. But we do have a special announcement from Mr. Jeff Hughes, a Millionaire Club member on our More Success team. It'll be later in the program. Looks like he hasn't been able to get on just yet. So it's my privilege right now to introduce tonight's special guest speaker. Actually, I want to go to Ada, Oklahoma, to an original Millionaire Club member. He's a $500,000 ring earner. He's a Platinum 5 Executive Director and the leader of our More Success team now for over 30 years to introduce tonight's special guest speaker, and that's Mr. Ken Moore. Mr. Moore, are you on?
Right here, Randy, loud and clear. It seemed like the static's a little better now. It's been pretty rough for the call. I apologize that. I don't know what the problem was, but it is better now, so I'm glad. Randy, before I even introduce this fantastic speaker, I would like to say that next Monday night, Mr. Bob Pelcher will be doing our 8 p.m. group call, and Mr. Dave Cibola will be in our 9 p.m. central call. So I just alert people ahead of time, and Jeremy's right. Now's the time to get registered. Tomorrow's the last day to get those more reasonable rooms. It's a good place. It's a good time. We're all going to have a good time. Going to learn from a lot of the great people there. But, you know, Randy, I'd look at Mr. Walker's resume. You know, he was a member of the Delta Force from May 85 to May of 1993. So as I always do for service people, being a prior serviceman myself and you and Jeremy, that I just like to say to Mr. Walker, we appreciate his service. We thank him for it. And, you know, we have so many members on our team that are servicemen. You take our own Manly Wilson, Bronze Star winner. You know, we just got so many good people out there that has shed their lifeblood, their time, their business, so that you and I could have this call tonight. So, ladies and gentlemen, that's been in the service, has been or is been, I salute you. Mr. Walker began his career with Legal Shield on August 24th of 1998. He's a senior vice president of marketing for Iowa and Nebraska. He's been recognized for the number six recruiter in Legal Shield 208. And for the last five consecutive years, he's received the award for retention for a large organization. And three of those 5 years, his organization was the number one. He's a six-figure earner, a Millionaire Club member, and a great friend, a great motivator, none other than our friend, Mr. Walker. Mr. Walker, Mr. Bill Walker, welcome to the call.
Thank you, Mr. Moore. Can you hear me okay, sir?
Very loud and very clear, sir. Thank goodness it's clear, right?
Yes, sir. Well, Kenneth, I want to thank you for inviting me on. And folks, you know, when I get a chance to do a conference call like this, I want to make sure that people understand my heart here, that when Kenneth called me here several weeks ago and asked me if I would do this conference call for him, folks, it is a tremendous honor. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart. I was able to do Larry and Mary King's conference call for them several weeks ago. And, folks, when I look at what Kenneth and Shirley have done, and Larry and Mary King, and, of course, the great Wilburn and Carol Smith, folks, they have paved this road for us. You know, people talk about difficult times in Legal Shield, and if you sit down with Mr. Moore and Larry and Mary King, folks, you understand we haven't had a difficult time in Legal Shield. They have paved the road for us. So, sir, I want to give the proper honor, proper respect. And, you know, one of the things that really excites me when I get a chance to do conference calls like this is, you know, Kenneth, and he always stands up, and I was in Oklahoma a couple months ago doing a Super Saturday, and he said, you know, you keep God's family in your business. It's that priority, the integrity with which the Moore family does business, that excites me so much. And you never hear the name Ken Moore without hearing Shirley. You know, just like Larry and Mary King, it's building that family. You know, I'm going to talk about family tonight as we build this business. But you know what? The Moore family, Ken and Shirley, and of course Randy and Pat and Jeremy and Stephanie, the entire family, the entire organization just stands for integrity. So I am so honored to be on your call here this evening. And you know, many people, as we talk about our values in life, what is important to us? And I was reading a book many, many months ago, might have been even a year or so ago, and in this book it talked about priorities. What is your priority in life? And there was a quote there that really stuck out with me. And, folks, I'm going to give you this, and then I'm going to tell you a personal story there. But many people, if you ask them what is the most important thing in their life, they will always say my family. I mean, people always say my family. It's the first thing they come to. You know, they say, well, and I'll ask them, well, sir, tell me what's the most valuable thing in your life, and they immediately say their family. And in this book, it talked about, folks, if you say your family is the most important thing in your life, let me look at your calendar. And will it prove that? Will your calendar bear fact that what you're telling me is your family is the most important? So when Jeremy is talking, he's getting ready to watch this game with his son. Jeremy, that excites me. Legal Shield gives us the ability to do that. Now, as many of you know, Jeremy and Stephanie are some of the hardest workers you'll ever meet in their life, and so they have that privilege. And, folks, family, of course, to me is the most valuable thing in my life, and hopefully my calendar and my schedule reflects that. Everywhere I travel, everywhere I go, I take at least one member of my family with me. So thank you again, folks, for inviting me on the call. I want to talk to you a little bit about what does Legal Shield really mean. And I know Beverly Rose here is on the call. You're from your team there out of the Omaha, Nebraska. I talked to Beverly last week. What a wonderful young lady, always attending the Iowa-Nebraska events that we do. And she's heard this story probably many times. So, Beverly, please don't hang up. Hopefully you'll get something out of this tonight. And, folks, let's just talk about why Legal Shield and the value of the product that we have. And I'm going to tell you this by way of a personal story, and you feel free to use this story at any time to help you. And I'm going to talk about how I relate this and use this for sales in my own Legal Shield business. But, folks, many, many years ago, and everybody knows me now as William or Bill Walker. Well, folks, that's not the way my life started. Matter of fact, I was born in August of 1965. Folks, my last name at that time was Nolenberg. K-N-O-L-L-E-N-B-E-R-G. I was Billy Nolenberg. Folks, I had eight brothers and sisters. I lived in Peoria, Illinois, is where my life started in 1965. But, folks, in March of 1970, a tragedy occurred in our family. As a matter of fact, my mother, Marie Mae Nolenberg, she had already had several children. I was the seventh child to come along. But, folks, my mother up to that point in life had made several bad decisions. Several bad decisions. She was having children with a man who was already married and had another family. He was a bar owner there in Peoria, Illinois. So she had been making a bunch of bad decisions. And when she started making these bad decisions, her mom and dad, which, of course, would have been my grandparents, disowned her and wanted nothing to do with her. My mother, Marie Mae Nolenberg, worked at the St. Francis Memorial Hospital in Peoria, Illinois. She, at this point in time, in 1970, she had nine children. And, folks, she developed varicose veins. She worked in the maternity ward. Matter of fact, if you go around Peoria, Illinois, and you go to the St. Francis Hospital, there's still a photo of her holding three children on her lap in the maternity ward there. But she developed varicose veins. She went in to have surgery for those varicose veins, and there was an accident in the surgery. Instead of giving her a blood thinning agent, they gave her a blood clotting agent, and when she woke up from that surgery, she was paralyzed on the right-hand side of her body. Well, folks, when she became paralyzed, my father, who is Joseph Hunter, he decided he didn't need anything with Marie Mae Nolenberg anymore, folks, and he walked out of the house, never to return. The state of Illinois then walked into the house and said, Marie Mae Nolenberg, you can no longer support these nine children. And so, folks, on March the 3rd of 1970, my mother took an overdose of pills and vodka and killed herself in our home. I was upstairs along with my other brothers and sisters. We came down the next morning, and I, of course, at 5 years old, I did not see anything, but I do remember sitting on the front porch steps as a five-year-old boy, and the police showing up, the ambulance showing up, and them taking us away. And any of you who are familiar with the foster parent program back in 1970, folks, the state of Illinois would then put you in a courtroom. And in the courtroom, other relatives of that family would have a chance to come forward and say, okay, who wants possession of these children? Folks, I remember standing in a courtroom in Peoria, Illinois in 1970, and the judge going down the list, I have an older brother, Harold, I have an older brother, Howard, then my sister, Debbie, then Les, then Jill, then Jason, then myself, and then a younger sister, or brother, Tim, and a younger sister, Tammy. Again, I was five, my brother Tim was four, and my sister Tammy was two. And the person was walking behind each one of us and would tap us on the shoulder, and the judge would say, who wants custody of this child? And folks, nobody stepped forward. I have two uncles that I've still to this day never met. Two uncles, and neither of them showed up in the courtroom. And folks, the judge then said, listen, they become wards of the state. Now, as a five-year-old boy and, of course, a four-year-old brother and a two-year-old sister, the state's intent was to keep us three youngest together. They sent us, and again, I was at the age of five, they sent us to our first foster parent home. Now, anytime I was not in a foster parent home, I lived at the Guardian Angels Children Home in Peoria. And that home is still there today. But we would stay there. Well, folks, on the first home that we went into, we were living down in the basement of this home. We were living in the basement of this home, sleeping on a mattress on the basement floor, and of course we thought it was rats, and now that I'm older I understand what it was, but a gerbil got out of a cage and bit my little sister Tammy. And Tammy started crying. Well, as Tammy is laying in the basement crying, this man comes down the steps and starts whipping on her with a belt to get her to be quiet. Folks, as he's whipping her, and she, you know, of course she did not quiet down, he continues to whip all three of us. A couple days later, we were in a park, and my brother Tim and I, we locked an out. This man went into an outhouse, and we locked this outhouse and lit it on fire. Well, the state of Illinois at that point decided that I was out of control and should not be with my brothers and sisters, my younger brother Tim and my younger sister Tammy. Folks, as a five-year-old boy, from that point on, they decided that Bill Walker, hey, of course, Bill Nolenberg at that point in time in his life needed to be medicated. He was out of control. Folks, they took me away from that, from my brothers and sisters, put me back in the Guardian Angels Children Home in Peoria, Illinois, until the next family decided they wanted me. Now, folks, please understand, from the age of 5 until the age of 11, I went in and out of 16 foster homes. As a matter of fact, I was in one home less than one day because I learned something at my second foster home that stuck with me for many years in my life. Of many people, and by the way, there are great foster parents out there. There are tremendous foster parents. It just was not my experience at this point in my life. The second foster home I was in, I was cutting up. And the man in that home, and folks, again, it stuck with me for the, and I still remember today, tell you how vivid it was. He looked at me when I was cutting up and giving them a lot of hard time. He looked at me and said, "You're not worth it. You're not worth it." Again, I'm a five-year-old boy. And an adult looks at me and says, "You're not worth it," meaning the amount of money the state of Illinois is giving us for you is not worth it. And they sent me off. So, folks, as a five-year-old boy, I learned that the more I misbehave, the more I get what I want. What I wanted was to live at the Guardian Angels Children Home because I knew if I go into a foster home that come Christmas, come Thanksgiving, come birthdays, come holidays, they're going to send me back to the foster home anyway because I'm just another mouth to feed. I'm luggage. When the family goes on vacation, I go back to the children's home. And so I developed friends at the children's home, and I did not want to leave that home. I wanted to stay with my friends, so I started cutting up in life. I started getting in a lot of trouble in life. Folks, many years had passed. Again, from the age of 5, at the age of 11, I went into a home called the Walkers. And by the way, just so you understand what happened in life up to this point, folks, as a 11-year-old boy now, at the Walker home, and Darla Starr, who was my case manager, and I still send her flowers, talk to her all the time now, try to help her out, and she's, of course, on Social Security and things like that. Darla Starr had pulled into this house called the Walker's home. They had a son there called Tim and an older girl called Wendy and a younger daughter called Tracy. They pulled into the home. Darla coached me out of this home, you know, to go put on a swimming suit. They had horses and stuff like that. And the kids were down in a little pond like thing swimming. And it was basically a water trough for the horse. So, folks, knowing that I did not want to be there, I wanted to go back to the children's home. I walked down to the pond. I grabbed Tim, who, of course, he was 10 years old, and I held him underwater. Until the kids started screaming enough and everything, I ran back up to the car, jumped in the car, and said, "Hey, Darla, let's leave." Because I knew if I did what I wanted, I would get what I wanted. Well, folks, they coached me back out of the car. They said, "Listen, Bill's had all these problems. He'll be fine." So, folks, that night, the Walkers had an old two-story farmhouse. Tim's bedroom was in the top of the upstairs of this old farmhouse, and that's where I was supposed to sleep that night. So we got upstairs in bed. Tim got up to go use the restroom. I threw a clothes hamper over his head and pushed him all the way down the steps so that I could go back to the Guardian Angels Children Home. That's where I wanted to be. Folks, of course, they called the caseworker and everything, and I was set to go back to the Guardian Angels Children Home. But that afternoon, waiting on Darla Starr to come by, folks, and here's what's important in the story, a lady walked into my life that completely changed my life. That was now who I know as my grandmother, Ruth Leslie. Folks, for the first time as an 11-year-old boy, I remember somebody hugging me and telling me they loved me with no strings attached. There was no financial reward for her to hug me. And folks, that lady, when my grandmother hugged me and said, Billy, I love you no matter what you do, that also changed my life. Folks, you've heard the saying, but until you actually live it, it just doesn't make sense to you. But to the world, you may be one person. One person, you may be the world also, though. And folks, Ruth Leslie became my world, became my grandmother, and loved me. And at the age of 13, I was adopted by the Walkers. My name changed from Nolan Burke to Walker. Now, folks, let me give you some more here. I just buried my grandmother 2.5 months ago. 93 years old, 5 weeks after she found out she had Bowden cancer, we buried her. But, folks, that one lady changed my life because she showed me she cared for me, not because of what was in it for her, but what was in it for me, what she would do for me. And, folks, on this call tonight, many people will say how important their family is. But how many associates on this call don't have a current will or have never written a will? And people all the time will tell me how important their family is, and I'll ask them, so I just automatically say, so you have an up-to-date current will. And it's amazing to me how many people will tell me, well, no, I haven't got around to that. I was talking, Kenneth, several months ago I was in an insurance agency, and this insurance agent was sitting there at the desk, and he was talking to me about Legal Shield and everything, and, you know, we're talking along, and I see a photo of a young lady, and this insurance agent's a little older than I am, he's in his mid-50s. And we were talking, and I said, well, you have a current will and everything. And he goes, oh, my will's about 20 years old. And I said, well, nothing's changed in your life? And he said, no, not that I need to change my will for. And there was on his desk a photo of a young lady holding a baby. And as many people know me, I'll open my mouth and insert foot. And I looked at the photo, and I said, oh, is this your daughter? And the guy looked offended at me, and he said, no, that's my wife. And I said, oh, I apologize. And I said, well, she's holding a baby. Is this your child? And he said, yes, that's my young son. Now, this guy's, again, mid-50s, I would guess, and he's got here sitting on his desk a 2-year-old child. And I look at him and I say, listen, you haven't done a will for 20 years? And he said, no. And I said, well, how long have you been married to this lady? And he said, about 4 years now. And I said, sir, is it okay if I get the phone number for your wife? And he looked at me and said, well, why do you want my wife's phone number? And I said, because I want to make sure that she understands that when you pass away, you're leaving everything to your ex-wife, not your current wife. Well, folks, the will is the most valuable document you will ever sign in your life, and many associates don't do it themselves. They don't fill that out. Now, folks, let me tell you more about this story, because for 32 years, I was separated from 8 brothers and sisters. I did not find them, had looked for them everywhere, and if you understand adoption laws and things like that, you'll understand how important and how difficult it is to open sealed records. But I joined Legal Shield in August of 1998. Shortly after that, I walked into our provider law firm in Des Moines, Iowa, McEnroe McCarthy, Gottsteiner, Brubidet, Steinbach, Schlegel, and Hendrickson. In that law firm is an attorney, Frank Steinbach, one of the top family law attorneys in the state of Iowa. I sat down in Frank's office and I said, Frank, listen, this is what is going on. I said, I've had difficulty finding my family members. And Frank took some notes down. He said, well, Bill, let me see what I can do. And folks, 2 weeks later, I receive a call from Frank Steinbach. He said, Bill, are you sitting down? Folks, it took an attorney, and more importantly, a Legal Shield provider attorney, 2 weeks to find all 8 brothers and sisters. I have 42 nieces and nephews that folks I've been separated from for 32 years, and I didn't know in Omaha, Nebraska was where all my adoption records had been kept and all of my family members. But Frank Steinbach knew that. He knew how to access and open all those records. So after 32 years, and thanks to a Legal Shield provider attorney, folks, I had a family reunion with 32 42 nieces and nephews and 8 brothers and sisters. All of them still alive. Now, I don't visit with many of them because, folks, I tell everybody my story, not for you to feel sorry for me, but to understand the value of what we do. Most of my brothers and sisters were in the same situation I was. They didn't get taken in by good families. I have brothers who, matter of fact, in prison today. And many of them have had all kinds of drugs and problems like that, but God looked after and God took care of Bill Walker and for a purpose. Now, let me give you one other thought here that might help you. Many people have problems closing sales in Legal Shield. Folks, you need to get the Legal Shield work kit for the will worksheet from Legal Shield. And when you make a presentation to a family member, when you start talking about the will, feel free to use my story. I ask people, so when I get to that will, I'm going to say, listen, Mr. Moore, I would assume you have a current up-to-date will. And folks, any hesitation at all, I will reach in and I will grab the will worksheet. And I say, I tell you what, one of the most important things to me is protecting our family. I'll tell a brief introduction of my story and say, listen, I'd like to help you folks get started on the will right now. And folks, we will start filling out that 13-page will kit, that will worksheet. I will even do that in a group setting. I'll pass those out, folks, with all the other information that we hand them. You know, the flat sheets is what I like to use, the identity theft and the legal, and then the application and a will work kit. I'll get them started. Now, listen, in that will work kit, I need you to put your first and last name there on the page 2. We'll start going through that, and then I will wrap up saying, now, listen, we can't send this will kit in until we get your membership active, so grab that membership application for me. By the way, Mr. Moore, you had mentioned the most valuable thing in your life is your family. Let me help you protect that family. Let me help you take the uncertainty out of what happens when you pass away. Again, folks, thank you very much for inviting me on your conference call tonight. I am so honored, and I mean that, folks, for those of you who know me, Beverly knows me fairly well. I mean that from the bottom of my heart. It is my sincere honor and privilege to help any member of the Moore family in any way, shape, or form I can. And you know, the whole family is in our prayers, and we've watched so much over the years as God's just blessed all of our family. Folks, we are so honored to be part of Legal Shield and to have the blessing of God the way we do on our lives. So, Mr. Moore, I will turn the call back over to you, my friend.
Bill, you're certainly an inspiration. I appreciate you so much. I appreciate you as a fellow associate, but I appreciate you as a fellow Christian and in the army of God. I really appreciate that. I appreciate your story. I appreciate the way you lay things out. And if you have a moment, I'd like to turn it back to Randy. He might, but thank you from the very bottom of my heart. If
thank
I could
you,
ever
sir.
Do a call for you, call me.
Yes,
Randy?
Mr. Walker, this is Randy. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you wonderful, sir.
Well, it was great seeing you in Jamaica, and I tell you what, you have really inspired me with your story. I hadn't heard your complete story, Bill, but have the utmost respect for you and your family and what you stand for. I really appreciate you being on the call. Have you got time for just a couple of questions or comments just from a couple of our associates?
Yes, sir, whatever you need.
All right, well, let me see here. Let's go out to the state of Alabama and to Mr. Jimmy Parrish. Jimmy, are you on the call?
I am, Randy. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Bill, it's great seeing you in Jamaica a couple of weeks ago, and I just appreciate you and what you stood for and being GBPs with each other. And I know you've done a great job not only of marketing the memberships but building a team. I enjoy working with some of your team members and being on a mastermind group with one of those out of the state of California, Mr. Matt Morris, and I want to thank you for all you've done over the years and continue to set a great example for everybody in Legal Shield. And again, as always, it's a joy to have you as part of the Legal Shield family and to be able to look to people like you as good inspirations and role models for all of us to try to be like. And thanks again for sharing your story this evening.
Thank you, Jimmy. I know Matt and John Chapman both talk extremely highly of you, my friend.
Well, they're good men, and I know you've done a lot to train them and get them up to where they are in the Legal Shield business today. But again, thanks for your time tonight.
Thank you.
All right, let's quickly go out to South Carolina and Mr. Tony Barkley. Mr. Barkley, are you on?
That I am, Mr. Moore. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
Wow. Not a question I have for Mr. Walker, but just a heartfelt thanks for sharing that story. I know we have some new associates on this conference call, and quite naturally, when we're recruiting people, they're so excited about the opportunity to earn great income. But one of the things I don't think we do enough a job of outside of the Moore family is to talk about this just really being a big family. And for what you have gone through and came through and all the success you're having in the business is such a great example to all these great leaders coming forward. So we appreciate you, sir, sharing that testimony. It's a great training today. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, let's quickly go out to the state of Arizona and Mr. Alex Gardner. Alex, are you on?
I am. Thanks, Randy. And I just I would just like to thank Mr. Walker for sharing his story. I've never heard it in that much detail, and we just have so much respect for him and what he's built, what he stands for. Been, you know, personally, he's, you know, in the trenches still doing the deal, and also the retention, the large organization retention. Just have a ton of respect for that, and it just shows that he's you know, how he builds his business has duplicated throughout his team as well. So thanks again for sharing that with us tonight.
Thank you, sir.
All right, quickly, I think one more. Let's go out to Stillwater, Oklahoma, and Mr. David Peterman. Dave, are you on?
Yes, sir, Randy. Mr. Bill Walker, appreciate you. Certainly, it was an inspiration tonight, and I want to thank you again for coming to Oklahoma just a couple of months ago, and the training that you did and the impact there had a great impact on us and our team and the people in general here. But we appreciate all that you do and the integrity with which you do it. We're proud of that.
Thank you, David. I appreciate your friendship, my friend.
All right, Mr. Walker, again, this is Randy, and I appreciate you so much. We appreciate your character, your integrity, what you've gone through. People look around, they don't really have any problems. So your story inspires me greatly, and I just want you to know if there's anything we can do for you and your family, all you got to do is ask, my friend.
Thank you, Randy, and anything I can do, you know all you got to do is ask.
Mr. Walker, thank you again for your service to the country, sir.
Thank you, Kenneth. I appreciate yours also, my friend.
Thank you very much.
Go ahead, Mr. Moore.
Well, Randy, I tell you what, we need to reemphasize. I hate to do it so much on one call, but the time has run short. Reemphasizing, get your rooms reserved tomorrow. Get in on this good price. We're going to have a good time. It's going to be the time that you can have for family, but it's also going to be the time that you sit down with Millionaire Club members, re-earners, different people to have some quality time to learn. You know, conventions are one of the most wonderful things there is, but we don't seem to have enough time for each other. So we want this to be a time of training, but we also want it to be a time of bonding and becoming a stronger team. So, folks, keep putting God first, family second, Legal Shield third, everything will work out. Remember, next Monday night, Mr. Bob Pelcher and Mr. Dave Savola. God bless you and good night.
Good night, everyone.